Yes, it has detracted from the importance of the conference, which is looking at what the most powerful countries in the developed world can do for developing countries. There are two agendas at this conference. One is to make absolutely sure that the agreements reached by the European development ministers and prime ministers, firstly, and secondly, the agreements reached on debt by the G7 finance ministers, does not unravel. That's a very important agenda. And then there is the possibility that there will be some small progress on aid. Perhaps we're talking an additional $4 or $5 billion a year by the year 2010, and some language on trade, which would help to satisfy the trade justice campaigners. So there are two agendas there. One, to make sure that previously agreed deals do not unravel, and the other, to add just a little bit more to those deals.
And you're confident that they won't unravel?
I am reasonably confident that they won't unravel. If they do unravel, then we will really go home deeply unhappy about this conference, which has been announced as a G8 conference, which is going to concentrate on issues of development and poverty eradication and the Millennium Development Goals. And we do regard this as a last chance G8.